Now back to the Tribune's Rick Pearson. It's the Sunday Spin on 720 WGN.
Welcome back to the Sunday Spin. I'm Rick Pearson, the Chicago Tribune, just out on the WGN Storm Center patio. Very temperate out on Michigan Avenue right now. So a good day to keep shopping, as they say. Let's keep the economy going. Let's help the sales tax revenues going. I know that's something that State Senator Jason Berrickman from Bloomington would appreciate if we get some more, get the sales tax revenues going up. Welcome to the show, Senator.
Thanks for having me, Rick. I'd appreciate that, but we have three kids, so we'd also appreciate a white Christmas.
Well, it's possible. It's possible.
It is.
You know,
we have to cool down quite a bit.
Well, and it's supposed to, actually. A week from today, I'm seeing that the temperatures are here in Chicago are in the mid-20s. I'm sure that puts you on the border down there in Bloomington.
Yep. Yep.
Sorry about that.
We need some snow so Santa can land and take care of his job.
Otherwise, you got some splaining to do.
That's right. That's right.
Well, Senator, thanks so much for joining me this morning. And I wanted to have you on because I found very interesting that you are opening the door to talking with Democrats who are already exploring this idea in the General Assembly about the whole issue of legalizing recreational use of marijuana here in Illinois. And obviously we have it legal for medicinal purposes under a prescribed set of circumstances. And that always seems to be subject to great consternation too, efforts to try to see about expanding that for various other types of trauma or illness. But now legalizing marijuana, does it have the stigma that it used to, or even more so? Tell me what your reasons are for this.
Yeah, you know, the stigma I think does continue to exist, and you know, I've been very public here recently about kind of my views and how I came to my views, and I've heard from, you know, lots of people. This is one of those issues that there's a wide array of opinions. I joke that I think I've heard them all now at this point, but it, you know, the reality is that the public has strong opinions. Those very strongly supporting this notion, and those who are very opposed. You know, I came to this issue, Rick, as a, you know, I'm a downstate Republican, even though where we live, we think we live in the northern half of the state in Bloomington. But I think there's some very strong fiscal arguments that lead one to be supportive of legalization. You know, if you consider the fact that everyone is aware of the financial state of affairs of Illinois, it's very dismal, right? We make national news because of just our fiscal condition. And so taxpayers are demanding that we reprioritize our spending. I think when you look at the costs that are attributed to enforcing prohibition of cannabis, it's a very inefficient use of state and local resources. So I think that, you know, that should give us pause immediately. But even if you go beyond that, you know, the reality is that people today are using cannabis. Because it's illegal, we're enabling the black markets, you know, the drug dealers, gangs and others are being enabled by the fact that we've made this product illegal. And then, you know, you look to the message that many of us Republicans have said for many years now, which is we need to look creatively at how we broaden our tax base, how we look for opportunities to provide tax relief to middle class Illinois taxpayers. And again, I think on this issue, you look at all those kind of variables and you say, clearly, we need to look at this differently than we have before. So I've been very vocal that I think there's a path to legalization. I think that path includes having the appropriate safeguards in place. I mean, the public, rightfully so, has concerns about this, and we need to make sure that we address them. I think there's some blueprints out there for how we might do that. You know, we've legalized alcohol use and tobacco use. And so I think there's some blueprints out there that we can look to. But we need to get over the stigma. And that's kind of what you led this question with. And I think that stigma does exist, that people just have this inherent concern. As lawmakers and policymakers, we need to study the facts, though. And the facts are inefficient use of money today, clearly an opportunity to broaden our tax base, clearly an issue that's enabling bad actors to operate. And so I think there's a path that we can move forward on this.
Well, I know that obviously we've seen vast decriminalization efforts in regards to marijuana use. Again, a reflection, I think, of what you were saying about the issue of the, you know, the inefficiencies involving how much money do you really want to spend for what do you do? What do you get in return out of that? It almost, in some respects, to take the kind of the the effective chemical issue out of it, it almost kind of sounds in some respects like the issue of video gaming and video gambling machines, which, you know, up here it's a little different than downstate, where back in the day you would see them virtually everywhere and it was kind of under the table and, you know, they were illegal. And then the state took an effort to legalize them as part of a state system. And it's, in some respects, I kind of get that kind of attitude, is why, if this is going to be prevalent, why should illegal people, you know, those kinds of, why should the black market be making money on it?
That's right. And those inefficiencies, you know, go even further. People say, well, where are we spending money? And the reality is that you've got an entire state and local criminal justice system that is less efficient as a result of our, you know, prohibition on cannabis here. But even, you know, if you say, well, where is that impact felt beyond taxpayers, you know, that criminal justice system is very punitive to some of our Illinois people, whether it be minorities, people, you know, our African American, Hispanic communities, who are being, you know, this system is punitive towards them. And again, I think this is an opportunity to provide a more fair system, be reflective of the realities of the day, which are people are using cannabis. Prohibition has not worked, and our spending of money making it illegal is not working. And so again, it's just it's an opportunity to reset, to reprioritize, and take a different approach to this. And by doing so, think of what we're doing. We're saying that as we spend the limited money that we have from Illinois taxpayers, we're going to spend it in the areas where we can show you the greatest return on your investment. Everyone's been talking for months about the opioid epidemic that's really blanketed our country. I think we need to spend money combating that epidemic, not on, you know, fighting the fact that some people want to use marijuana. Right, so it's a reprioritization there that I think needs to occur, Rick.
We're speaking to Republican State Senator Jason Berrickman of Bloomington. I'm Rick Pearson. This is the Sunday Spin. We're speaking with Republican State Senator Jason Berrickman of Bloomington, and we're talking about his proposal of working with Democrats in the legislature to explore legalized recreational use of marijuana. And Senator, I want to, on the text line, we've got, I'm a pot user and I'm against legalization. I trust my dealer more than my government. So there you go. There's one thought on this.
Harsh words there.
I know that the governor, is not receptive to this. He said that he thinks it's a mistake, and we should see how things are going in other places like Colorado, California, other places like that. Should we have a wait and see here?
Well, I think the governor, you know, I saw his remarks, and like other people, I think what I took from his remarks is that he wants more study on this. I think that opportunity exists. you know, the legislation that's been introduced by Senator Haynes, or Senator Steyn,
right,
in the Senate, is going to be revised here in the early parts of 2018, maybe February or March 18. You know, and it's going to work through the legislative process. I'm not sure if that process will lead to a vote in 2018 or in 2019. But for all of those who think that they'd like to see more data on this, I do think that opportunity exists. I think the data, you know, I've been studying this for some time. I think that the data is there. It's fairly conclusive. So we, you know, for the advocates of this, they need to put that data in front of people like Bruce Rauner and work to obtain their support. Again, for me, you know, the important things here are that we have those appropriate safeguards in place. The public has a reasonable expectation that if this is legalized, that it's not going, that this is going to be, result in individuals using cannabis in a manner that's not going to negatively impact other people. And again, I take you right back to smoking and alcohol, Rick, where we have seen changes in laws that are designed to provide people their individual liberties, right? The ability that they should have to make choices so long as those choices don't negatively impact other people. You want to drink? There's a system that's in place that allows you to do that. You want to drive? We say you can't. We make it illegal. Same thing goes for our youth, for minors whom we've deemed not eligible to make those choices on their behalf. We have a scheme that says, a system that says, you can't use tobacco or alcohol until certain ages. So I think these are blueprint, you know, these are the blueprints that we can use as we look to legalizing cannabis. And the public, who has a very vested interest in this, should provide us their feedback, their comments about how they think we should do this to make sure that at the end of the day, if this becomes legal, and I think it's inevitable that it will in Illinois, but when it does become legal, that we've done it in a manner that meets those reasonable expectations of the public.
Now, nobody is looking at this as some great revenue panacea here. I mean, certainly, you know, there are various projections, as much as $700 million that could be made in tax revenue off this, which is not an insubstantial sum of money, but not like it's, again, not like it's a great panacea that's going to bail the state of Illinois out of anything.
You know, there is no magical silver bullet that's going to take care of all of Illinois' financial woes. I think the revenue here, I've seen all kinds of estimates on it. I think that the revenue will be significant. I don't think that the revenue should be the sole reason that we go down this path. I think there's lots of other reasons that support the legalization, but the revenue is a part of it, and I'm certain that those who are on the front end of negotiating this are going to have more of an influence on the back end of seeing where the revenue goes. You know, for me, my priorities have been that we tackle the state's debt, that we look at how we might reprioritize our tax policy to provide some tax relief to middle-class taxpayers. I think this is just one of many tools that allow us to do that, and that's, again, why I think fiscal conservatives ought to give this a hard look. You know, being a fiscal conservative doesn't always lead to easy answers or comfortable answers, and I think this is one of those issues where, you know, as Republicans, again, bringing back to your first point on this, that there's this stigma out there. That stigma gives people some concern. I think Republicans and specifically fiscal conservatives need to look at, you know, again, the facts here and look at the priorities that we as fiscal conservatives campaign on, the idea that we're going to hold spending, that we're going to prioritize your tax dollars in an efficient manner, and that we're going to look to opportunities to broaden the tax base and provide tax relief to Illinois taxpayers who need it, Rick. Again, I think all of those arguments support the notion that we should engage in a negotiation here, make sure those appropriate safeguards are in place and look to a path where legalization becomes the law.
Senator, I should note before we end our conversation that I got a press release which to me marked a rare double honor for you this month, that you were being honored for your work by organizations representing both environmental and manufacturing sectors, that you received the Environmental Leadership Award from the Illinois Environmental Council, as well as being recognized by the Technology and Manufacturing Association in the state of Illinois. Those groups don't always get together on things.
You know, I appreciate you bringing that up, Rick. I think that speaks to the type of lawmaker that I am, and it's really a product of how I've grown up. I grew up on a family farm. My dad and brother still farm today. We're a big, you know, our family is big outdoorsmen. We enjoy the natural environment that we're blessed with in Illinois. We're all concerned about our state's economy and want to see some economic growth here. And so if you looked at my voting pattern over the last, you know, 6 or so years that I've been in the legislature, you'll see that my votes reflect not only my priorities, but, you know, a reflection of who I am, who I've grown up as. So that press release, I think, speaks exactly to that. And I think as Republicans, there's a path for that. There's a path for supporting the environment and the outdoors. There's a path for speaking to the economic growth, the pro-business reforms that our state needs. And I think there's a lot of Illinoisans who feel the same way as me about those issues.
State Senator Jason Berrickman of Bloomington, thank you so much for joining me on the Sunday Spin.
All right. Thanks, Rick. Have a good morning.